Okay, so RFID cards. We all use them, right? Every day.
Right.
Getting into the office, paying for stuff, tracking packages even.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Absolutely ubiquitous.
But here's the thing most people don't think about. They're usually PVC, plastic. And that adds up to a lot of waste.
A huge amount. It's a real environmental concern.
So today, that's our mission for this deep dive. Exploring the alternatives, the sustainable options for RFID cards.
Right. And showing how they can actually perform just as well, sometimes even better, while being much kinder to the planet.
Exactly. And hopefully help you figure out which type might be the right choice, depending on what you need it for.
And what's really interesting looking at the sources like the eco-friendly RFID cards guide we reviewed is how mature this market has become. These aren't just niche ideas anymore.
No, definitely not. They're viable solutions.
Yeah.
So the guide breaks them down, right? What are the main types?
Yeah, it groups them pretty logically. First, you've got the recyclable materials.
Okay, like what?
Well, there's our PVC, that's recycled PVC. So it has that familiar feel, the durability of PVC, but uses recycled content. Big step up environmentally.
Right, using waste instead of virgin plastic. Makes sense.
And then there's PETG. It's actually even easier to recycle than standard PVC in many systems, and it's quite flexible too.
Okay, PDG. Got it. So those are the recyclables. What's next?
Then we move into the renewable or bio-based options. Think materials that grow.
Like paper.
Exactly. Paper's a big one. Fully biodegradable, great for things you don't need for long, like, event tickets or passes.
Yeah, one-day conference pass doesn't need to last forever.
Precisely. And then there's wood.
Oh, wood cards are really nice. They feel quite premium.
They do. They offer very different aesthetic, really good for branding if you want something that stands out, feels natural.
Yeah, I can see that. A very distinct look. Okay, so paper and wood.
Yeah.
Any others in this bio group?
Well, related is the biodegradable category, specifically PLA, polylactic acid.
PLA, that's the one made from cornstarch, right?
That's the one. So it's compostable, again, ideal for cards that have a relatively short lifespan.
Okay, interesting. So we've got recyclable RPVC and PTG, and then renewable or biodegradable paper, wood, and PLA. Now the big question.
Yeah.
How do they actually, stack up? Performance, cost. That's what people always ask.
Right, crucial factors. And the guide helps here. For durability, PTG generally comes out on top. It's very resilient.
More than RPVC.
Often, yes. Then RPVC, followed by PLA, then wood, and finally paper being the least durable, which makes sense.
Okay. What about printing on them if you need logos or photos?
Good point. The smoother plastics like PTG and PLA, they're generally better for really vibrant, detailed graphics.
Right.
Wood and paper, they offer a more natural look, which can be great, but maybe not for a super high-res photo.
A different kind of aesthetic.
Exactly. More tactile, maybe.
Okay. But the core function, the RFID itself, does the material mess with that? I remember hearing concerns years ago.
Yeah, that's a common misconception. But the sources are clear. The card material itself, it has almost no impact on the RFID performance.
Really?
Yeah. It's all down to the embedded chip and the antenna design, just like in a standard PVC card. So you're not sacrificing the tech side.
That's actually a huge deal. So you get the eco benefits without a tech trade-off.
Precisely. It removes a major barrier to adoption.
Okay, what about cost? Are we talking a massive price jump?
It varies. Paper and standard PVC tend to be the cheapest. Then you have RPVC, PETG, and PLA, often sitting in the mid-range. Wood is usually the premium option price-wise.
So there's a spectrum, which makes sense for deciding what fits best.
Exactly. It helps match the material to the need. Like for super short term, maybe just a day or three, paper's probably your most cost-effective, sustainable bet.
Yeah.
Need something for a few weeks, maybe up to 3 months. PLA could be a really good fit. Biodegradable, reasonably durable for that time frame.
All right.
And for longer term use, say 6 months or more, where you need real durability, that's where RPVC or PTG really shine.
And wood for that high-end brand statement.
Wood is definitely the choice. If you want that premium, unique feel, it signals quality and often sustainability.
That link to branding is interesting. It's not just about being green, is it? The research suggests it's actually good for business.
Oh, absolutely. It's strategic. Companies switching to these alternatives often see a real boost in how their brand is perceived. Consumers notice this stuff now.
Yeah, people are looking for businesses that align with their values.
It turns something functional, like an access card, into a little statement about your company's commitment to sustainability, corporate responsibility, and action.
Okay, but there's one more piece. Disposal. Even these eco cards have electronics inside, right? The chip, the antenna. That's e-waste.
That's a critical point, yes. Even a paper or wood card still contains that electronic component. So responsible disposal is key.
So you can't just toss them in the compost bin, usually. Yeah.
Not typically, no. The ideal scenario is if the components can be separated, the card material from the electronics. But regardless, they need to be handled according to local e-waste recycling regulations. That part's crucial.
Okay, so choosing the right material really comes down to balancing things. How long you need it, how much you want to spend, and what your specific sustainability goals are.
Exactly that. It's about finding the right fit for the specific application. But making that switch, it's more than just an environmental choice now. It's often a smart business decision, too. It enhances the brand, meets those corporate sustainability targets everyone's talking about.
Right. It aligns with broader goals.
Absolutely. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you to consider. How might thinking about the entire life cycle, you know, from where the materials come from, how they're made, used, and then disposed of, how might that change the way you think about all the products you buy or use every day?